Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
One of the troubling things we saw over the weekend, and the NFL will do an investigation, was Steelers' DK Metcalf taking a swing at a fan. Now, the fan had leverage in this situation.
He had the high ground.
Positioned in the stands, but apparently DK Metcalf said, look, he said some derogatory things to me, including a racial slur. And that is why DK Metcalf is claiming he ended up taking a swing at this guy. Now, he did not connect. That individual, his name's Ryan Kennedy, who is a Lions fan who was involved in the altercation, has denied using any words that were racially derogatory, misogynistic, or hate-based. Either way, the NFL will do their investigation, Mike. Look, he didn't punch this guy in the face, and the guy didn't fall down to the field, which is what could have happened. But I've always said there's this thin line where there's this interaction, right, with guys, and then you see how close DK Metcalf was to this fan, and anything could have popped off.
Now, the dude, the victim, says he apparently all he did was call him DeKalen Zacharias Metcalf.
Which is funny.
He says he doesn't like his government name. I called him that, and then he grabbed and ripped my shirt. And he did. He had him by the shirt.
He did.
And then pow. Glancing blow, though. Like everyone's talking about, I'm a little rattled, a little shocked. You know, first off, you're a guy wearing a blue, you know, wig at a game. So you're that kind of fan, which is okay. There's all sorts of fans, varying degrees. But it is interesting when guys pop off, always three sides to every story. His, the other guys, and what actually happened. But either way, bad look for the NFL. You can't be slapping the fans. You just got to walk away. If you want to have a little repartee with a guy, that's fine. But you can't be putting hands on people. Again, now if they can prove that he made some racial epithet, okay, then that's a different story. But still, NFL don't want to see that.
No, not at all. But that was something that was shocking and kind of like, whoa, what just happened there? You know, I didn't know if this guy knew him as a kid or something that said something. Who knew? But either way, that's what's being reported. So we'll keep an eye out on that. If you're just joining us, it's a Falcon Monday, guys. Falcons do win yesterday, 26-19.
And we're happy about the win. Great, great fun to watch. Did Bijan Robinson put on a show like that in front of his family? Loved all that. It was literally friends and family. Had an entire section. And you know how much everyone loves Bijan. And now he needs, I think, about 141 yards. And he can have the all-time season record, Carl, yards from scrimmage.
He's going to have many more milestones in his career. This is the start of many. And I think eventually he's going to be very similar to Saquon, where he runs for 2,000 yards. And oh, by the way, he probably is an MVP candidate, if not the MVP of the league at some point. But this win yesterday has a lot of Falcon fans saying, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I shouldn't rush to judgment. Maybe I've been caught in my feels. And Cousins has won three games on the road at the Saints, at the Bucks, at the Cardinals. Okay, offense looks like it's moving in the right direction. I'm a little bit more proud of the things that I'm seeing offensively. You know what, Mike? Maybe we should make a change, which is something we've been discussing. So the win is one thing. But because you're feeling like, you know what, this feels better, you're not willing to assess the entire season. And that is something we've been talking about. We got 2 weeks left. We got Rams and we got Saints, both home games. Rams is Monday night, by the way. We do not play Sunday. So we will talk to Coach on Wednesday as we normally do here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We know it's Christmas Eve, but we'll have him on the phone and talking to Coach and getting all the latest from Flowery Branch. But at the end of the day, 2 weeks, Mike, and if you're telling me we went out, you're going to change how you feel about what needs to be done with this team?
Right. I mean, best win of the season would arguably, I think, Buffalo, and then that win down in Tampa Bay. That was a big win. But then I saw, for me, the perfect example of what's wrong with this coaching staff was the Colts game. And they did it yesterday. They're getting pressure. They create a 3rd and 7 by rushing 5. Then they drop 3.
Yep.
And I know that Ulbrich kind of gets a pass because he actually does his job better than everybody else, so he looks like a stinking genius. But Ulbrich still does stuff that drives me crazy. But in that Panthers game, you know, that we lost, that's one here in Atlanta. Losing to the Jets, inexcusable. The loss to the Dolphins, we talked about. The Patriots game. The 49ers game, which even though it's a 2-possession game, you had a 5-game losing streak. You lost 7 of your last 10. And then you go, oh, you beat one of the worst teams in the league? And that gives you no, we're on the right track? I don't know what you're watching. And so I said to Carl, look, I appreciate as a fan, we do not apologize for wins, but let's not blow this into something bigger than it was.
I think, Mike, those teams that have consistent winning in this league always are able to overcome adversity in the plays and make the plays they need. We don't.
Good teams don't lose 5 games in a row.
We don't. And that's part of this. The other thing we're discussing.
Well-coached teams don't lose.
Yeah.
And the nucleus. Guys are telling me we're decimated with injuries. Offensive line, every team's dealing with injuries. You want to talk about decimated with injuries, that's a team we just played.
Cardinals are the most hurt team in the league, period.
I will never use that as an excuse. I'm sorry.
No, you can't. And oh, by the way, Mike Tomlin just secured another winning season in Pittsburgh. For all that conversation, another 19 years in a row. You've had winning seasons. I can't even fathom, Mike, what that feels like. So for all that conversation to your point about what happens and old defenses and he's getting a washed-up quarterback, guess what? They just went in and beat the Lions. And I know it was controversial. We'll talk about it and let you hear what Aaron Rodgers and Coach Tomlin had to say about it. But real quick, the other thing we're discussing outside of, well, maybe my opinion has changed, is your opinion on Kyle Pitts. When the season started, he was not one of the top-ranked tight ends in the season or going into the league start of the season because of the lack of stats that he had put up and the lack of production. Now, all of a sudden, now, in a contract year, he's getting the most out of his talent. And I think, Mike, a lot of people have been persuaded, as one of our callers, I forget who it was, said, no, man, I got to keep him. I think it was Boogie or Derek who said, no, I got to keep Pitts. It's the OC. It's not Pitts. Okay. I'm very apprehensive about this, man. I just am. About paying him a lot of money, maybe making him one of the highest paid tight ends in the league, and then all of a sudden we don't get anything like we didn't in years 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, like I hate to lose Tyler Allgeier. I just think that he sort of becomes a luxury item. And, you know, I've said it for the last couple of months. I imagine that if he gets with the right team, he can be a poor man's, you know, not a Michael Turner. Michael Turner's pretty special. But he'll have an opportunity, and there's a lot of similarities, because the burner had to sit behind Lindane and Tomlinson. I think we've done a better job, certainly this week, of implementing, you know, both guys into the run game. But I think he's going to make more money somewhere else, and this is his only chance to really get paid. But getting back to Pitts, I guess the worst case is your franchise tag, but how does Pitts react to that? A guy that sometimes we have a hard time getting a read on where the intensity is. Does he get upset over that? Because is he going to be selectively intense? No. The last couple of weeks, he's looked like every guy we thought he was supposed to be. The Tony Gonzalez or the physicality. How about making the challenging plays? Guys, nothing I could complain about with Pitts. Carl, catches in traffic. Being the badass that you're supposed to be with his size. That's fantastic. If you know, unfortunately, you know, a contract extension doesn't come with a money back guarantee. He's going to play with that level of intensity.
Not at all.
Moving forward.
And if you franchise tag him, all that money's guaranteed, by the way. No, I don't care what happens. It is not like a signing bonus, okay? And that all depends on the salary cap number. So right now, it's a guesstimate. If you did it right now, it'd be $16, $17, $18 million. If the cap goes up, and it will, that number is going to go up, which means you could be paying upwards of $20 million, who knows, for 1 year for Kyle Pitts. I'm not doing it. That's just where I'm at right now. And I love that he's balling out and he's playing like we wanted him to, but sometimes it's a little bit too late, Mike. Sometimes you can show me, hey, this is who I really can be, even though I haven't been that guy. I don't feel that way about Drake. Drake had the same quarterbacks this dude had and has shown up.
Right. Now, Drake plays with a level of intensity. Now, we've covered the Pitts thing. First year with Matt Ryan, 1,000 yards. Knee injury, two bum quarterbacks. Mariota couldn't hit him with the broadside of a barn. And Desmond Ridder was even worse. Then, you know, with Penix Jr. Penix, you know, you guys make it sound some of the guys that are supporting Pitts. And look, we like Kyle. I just wish he was doing this his entire run here. That's a no-brainer. Then he would already have had his contract extension. They would have had that going into this
fourth
season.
Year. That's right.
But the thing with Pitts, it does, all these things have happened. Two things can be true. He's been uneven. He's playing great now. But Michael Penix Jr. has hit him in the hands. It's not like Kirk Cousins is the only guy that ever got a football in his hands. You know, but he drops a lot of those. The game I've talked about with you with the Colts in Berlin, difference maker in the game. He's been a guy, when he plays like this, he's been a guy, you're like, wow. The rest of the league's like, now he's got five touchdowns. You know, that's his season high. That's his career high. He wasn't picked fourth overall to just catch five touchdowns, Carl. Great to see it now, but he's sure to have 8 to 10 to 12.
Yeah. And that's another thing we're discussing. Coming off of this win, 404-726-0929, what pains me the most about this is that the Carolina Panthers will clinch a playoff berth Sunday with the victory over the Seahawks. And they lost by the Bucs. They play the Dolphins. If it doesn't happen this weekend, they go into the last weekend of the season and the Panthers can clinch a playoff berth by beating the Bucs in their final regular season game. And they've already done it. It pains me the most because this is the team, Mike, that is on the verge of putting themselves in winning the NFC South. It's a bad division. We know that. But somebody's got to win it. And we've won it in bad years where right. We've had 8 or 9 wins and it's just like, eh. And other divisions like, you know, out west, everybody's got 11, 12, 13 wins. But the fact of the matter is, it's Carolina.
Yeah, man, 8 years now not making the playoffs. Carolina, and as I said to Carl, you know, 9 wins might be it. 9 wins could be the number, or 10. You know, beating Carolina, not losing those 5 games. To me, that's where the season was lost. The 5-game losing streak is where the season was lost. And if you want to now have selective amnesia about that and only embrace, ooh, we beat the Cardinals. It's a bad football team, and we still had to scratch and claw at the end to get it. You know, because we still made some mistakes. We still had some shot ourselves in the foot moments in that game. RJ hits us up on Twitter. He goes, Carl and Mike, bringing back Raheem for the sake of continuity would be like bringing back Dan Quinn in 2020, just to fire him 5 games into that season.
You're right. That's a great point, because he should have been gone after that, the end of the previous season, but they brought him back. All right, man, we got plenty more to dive into. 4th and 1 is on the way. We're going to let you hear from Aaron Rodgers and Dan Campbell. The craziest ending of any game yesterday happened in the Pittsburgh-Detroit game. Also on the way, more college football, guys, as we now know what Georgia is up against. And Kirby addressed a lot about Ole Miss and the college football playoff. We're going to let you hear that as well. Stay right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So we have clarity. So I guess this show has to apologize to somebody that was brought into the conversation.
Don't let me in this. I'm the meat man. I would never, ever cast aspersions on Penix.
Yeah, I don't want him to be blaming us. So, Bo, sorry about that. Apparently, a caller has called in, Mike, and said it was Drew Butler.
The Butler did it.
Who was the person this morning who was saying Tyler Shook is better than Michael Penix? I don't want to go there quite yet. We're going to have plenty of time to say who's better, who's not, in regards to Penix and his peers. I said to Mike last week, I'm just frustrated that we are still having the conversation about are we set or not at quarterback when you see these other teams, Patriots, set, Broncos, set.
How about Liam Cohen getting more out of Trevor Lawrence has gone on a three-game heater right now that is just insane. His third down completion percentage, you can look it up. It is just mind-blowing. He's, you know, talking about being in a zone, and that's something, you know, look, I'm not saying Penix Jr. can't ever be that guy, but we're seeing coaches in the first year. Ben Johnson, how many guys are ready to run Caleb Williams out of Chi-Town in one season?
That's true.
And you're seeing, how about, and we've got a million things to talk about from the weekend, but my God, Saturday after the college football playoffs, to watch the Bears come back and beat the Packers, and I think the percentage of win was like 1-3%.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And then Caleb Williams with the bomb to win it.
It was probably the most exciting moment, I think, for the NFL over the weekend in the fashion that they won, and Bears fans are losing their minds, and rightfully so. They were down 10, Mike, and they make that play with 24 seconds of play to tie it, and then it goes into overtime, and Caleb throws that 50-yard bomb.
And, of course, you know, I mean, you know the onside kick is coming. Now with the new format, you have to declare it.
Correct.
And you still get it. And, I mean, look, I don't know what's going on with the Packers. You know, Matt LaFleur is starting to get some heat. But that, I mean, talk about special teams not being prepared for an onside kick. They look like they had never seen one before.
I know. I just don't think we see it as much. And so teams don't, maybe they don't practice it as much as they used to. Because I mean, we just don't see it as often as we used to.
I mean, the Bears just, I mean, to win that game in that fashion, just mind-blowing. And then, you know, it was a great game yesterday. Controversial ending with the Steelers and the Lions. The Raven, I don't know what you thought, the refs. Did you see last night? New England's got, I think it was Boutte, got mugged, and there's no flag. Pass interference. It's bad enough that they've screwed this thing up now going on 10 years, but now you don't even know as a fan what to expect, to get, what's going to be called and what isn't as pass interference.
No, it's tough, man. Steelers, by the way, to Mike's point, 9-6. They've won three straight. But let's talk about the end of this game. There were two game-winning touchdowns called back. It's probably the most controversial moment of the season because I think they got these calls right, but because they're at home, it's Detroit, and Mike, it felt like, uh-oh, the officials made a mistake. There was one call where there was a push-off. Okay, offensive pass interference. You see it. It's blatant when you see it on the replay. The other call will be in question, but I want you to hear Aaron Rodgers talk about it because he's seen a lot of football, and then we'll let you hear what Dan Campbell said about this wild ending.
I was trying to read Carl's lips and see what he was saying, and I saw him mouth OPI end of the game, so I felt pretty confident that was what was going to happen, but you never know. It's more time, and like I said, I was there for the Fail Mary game. I was standing from me to you, from the replacement refs as they caved to the pressure of an angry Seattle field when that was obviously not simultaneous possession. So I was glad that it ended up like that. Wild game. Glad we're on top.
That was when he was with the Packers.
Right. Replacement refs.
That's right.
That's when the refs were on strike.
And so he's talking about that moment. All right. So he's saying OPI. He said, I'm trying to read the official. He's talking about Carl, the official. I'm trying to read his lips to say, and I saw him say OPI, offensive pass interference. That's when he said he felt like the game was in hand. By the way, 4th and 1 is brought to you by friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Mike, Dan Campbell, Lions, again, tough situation now. Their odds, I think, of making the playoffs are slim to none, and Slim just left town. But here's what Dan Campbell said about the ending with the refs.
I mean, I don't even want to get into it, you know, because it's not going to change anything. We still lost. You know, it's... You know, you think you score, you don't score. And then, you know, you think you're going to have another play, replay it or back it up, one more shot, and it doesn't. And that's just, I guess that's the way it's written in the rule book. So that's frustrating. But there again, it should never come to that. We had our opportunities. We weren't able to put it in before that play.
Yeah, I saw Rex Ryan this morning on ESPN losing his mind. He felt that there was the previous play before that, the Tesla, you know, he's pronounced Tesla, where he got an interference, and he felt that it was the Steeler player that initiated the contact. So he just thought the refs got that final call right, but it was a preceding call that should have put them right there on the goal line or in better position.
Okay.
Either way, the refs are too big a factor this week, too big a factor this season, and there's just no consistency. But the Lions, how much did they miss Ben Johnson? You chalk that up to Ben Johnson not being there in the flow of the offensive play calling?
Well, remember, Dan Campbell, was calling plays at one point this season. So, I don't know if he still is. Is he still? Yeah, Mike. I got to chalk that up to Ben. I mean, like, I get it. You feel like I can do this and I'll take it over and we're not going to change too much of what we've been doing. But this is the brilliance of all these OCs, and I've been saying this. I said it when Kyle was here. It's the flow of the game and having a sense of when you need to run certain things and setting teams up for not now, for the fourth or the third quarter, when you want to go to something and they're going, hey, we know this play, and then it's something completely different, and you go, damn, we didn't know that play. Mike, that's the brilliance of this. There is a flow to this. These guys, they think differently. Big Red, Andy Reid, right. They think differently, man. And when things are flowing and their offenses are going the way they should, it's hard to stop. And that is something that gets us back to our OC. There has not been that kind of flow. There have been moments where the offenses look good, Mike. But I've never felt like this entire season where we've done a series or a set of plays in one quarter and you go, man, that looked really good. And then we completely do something different to throw the defense off. That's not been there.
And every time I start to feel good about, you know, Zach Robinson, the play calling, because again, we've had this debate with Dave Archer when he's been on and we've talked about it. There's been times where he dials up great plays, players don't execute. There's also times he doesn't dial up great plays. So, I mean, there's enough blame to go around. But just when I'm starting to feel good, I thought the rhythm of the play calling, getting Pitts involved, you know, the way he balanced Tyler Algier with Bijan, you know, Bijan in the passing game, that was great. And then we dial it. Now here's the big moments. 4th and 1. What do you got for me? What the blank is that? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's like, what? This is what you came up with. This is what we're going to roll with. Okay. You know, I've never seen motion men, you know, making contact, you know, with the court and blowing things up like it's happened with us. So that is also part of the play. There's three parts. There's the play call, right? You know, the play's going to do their job, the execution. You know, the defense has something to say about it too. But I mean, there's still just enough where I'm still not sold on Zach Robinson.
Meanwhile, Ravens are 7-8. They got a 9% chance to make the playoffs. which again, you start about the Patriots, by the way, you want an example. All right. This is why we complain and talk about, you know, our team the way we do. Last two seasons prior to this year, they were 4-13. They are 12-3 now. And we know beating the Ravens, and that's why I bring the Ravens up. Beating the Ravens, Mike, sets them up for not only being AFC East champs, but The AFC may go through New England.
Well, New England, and this was a great factoid. I don't think we've talked about this. You may have brought this up on the national show, but I don't think we talked about it here. The fact that the Patriots' winning percentage of their opponents is god-awful. It's the easiest schedule in the league.
It is.
Off a 4-win team last year for New England. So this was the first time because, you know, they leaked against Buffalo. They blew the lead and they were talking about it. And it looked like, oh, wow, here they're going up against the, you know, Ravens in Baltimore. And this one's going to be too difficult. They pulled it out. The Drake May throw to like the 4th-string wide receiver.
Incredible.
I mean, this guy, I mean, you see it. You see the brilliance. You see him stepping up in the big moments. You know, when he has a bad moment, like an interception, he shrugs it off. And that was just something to see. Diggs had a monster night. 9 for 138. He's like a hype man, one-man gang. Mac Hollins getting involved. Austin Hooper is still playing in this league.
He is.
They just that was the grittiest win I've seen from the Patriots all season.
I agree. Now, I still like the Bills in a playoff situation because I believe in Josh more than I do Drake May right now in his career. The Bills are 11-4 on the season, obviously 6-1 at home. They're still fighting for potential home field advantage. Obviously, you got to talk about the Broncos as well. But I just think if you're going to say, hey, the Falcons, why do you guys think the Falcons should be good? Because you saw two seasons prior to this, the Patriots were the worst or one of the worst teams.
Right.
And they've turned that around with a new head coach and basically a quarterback that's in his second year that's just flourished. And all of a sudden now, you know, they're talking about, all right, here they come again. I know you guys are tired of them. The new-look Patriots with a new quarterback and a new coach who's familiar with what New England's all about.
You know what stat they popped last night on NBC?
What's that?
Referring last time the Patriots came back from 11 points or more.
Here we go.
In a fourth quarter. You care to make a guess, Oren? Super Bowl 51.
They made the reference?
Yeah. And Tirico kind of, before Collins first could say anything. And I know for some fans, that's hard to, that's a bitter pill. Thanks, Mike.
He's trying to console everybody.
Thanks,
before.
Mike. Atlanta. That's us. That'd be us. So, yeah, man, you know, but Drake May, he's showing you what he's got. Caleb Williams in the second year. Fair or unfair with Paddix Jr. That's why I said, look, if you believe in Paddix Jr., draft him, start him, and let him work, and we'll just take our lumps in year one. And then, and again, the injury happened, so it's now it's a moot point. But that was a thing. But then people will say, wait a minute, you drafted a guy with two knee operations. He hasn't been able to finish his season. You know, but 5 of 8 of his last years, he hasn't been able to finish. So there's a big risk involved there. So maybe you drafted the wrong guy. Maybe you should have taken Bo Nix. You know, the only guy right now in that draft class that he's better than, that's definitive, is J.J. McCarthy.
No doubt. And when
that's just because of lack of sample size.
Yeah, that's all it is. I mean, look, if you talk about, again, arm talent and all the things that people care about in the league, Penix is right up there. But he just hasn't produced and played enough for me to say he's better than this guy or that guy. Now, look, if Tyler Shook turns the Saints around next year and they go to playoffs, then that's a different conversation.
Mm.
But that's a bad football team, and he's throwing it 40-some-odd times. Right. They're just trying to get a feel of whether he can do it or not.
I mean, look, Kellen Moore was brought in to develop a quarterback, and they've won 3 games in a row with the guy. Yeah. So we'll see.
All right, man, we got plenty more to dive into. We'll give you the picks of the week. Terrible weekend for me. I knew I should have picked Ole Miss.
Yeah, we got spooked by Ole Miss. We'll explain.
All right. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you need something special for the holidays. We're talking about booze. We're talking about great bottles. Metro Bottles, where we're going to be tomorrow. It's 2225 Marietta Boulevard, Northwest. We were out there probably about a month or so ago.
It's one of my favorite remotes you and I got to do.
It's great. Here.
It's what a great selection, man.
And they're going to have another tasting tomorrow that we're going to be a part of. It's on our Facebook page. It's on Insta everywhere. As we've been promoting it. But Mike and I want to make sure that you guys know, if you're listening and you haven't heard, but Metro Bottle, one of our favorite spots, liquor store right there off of Marietta Boulevard, Northwest, Mike. And we'll be out there 2 to 6 tomorrow. So we'll be talking all the things, but we'll also be enjoying.
Right. I think, I don't know which one I lose more money on. When we do the shows at Hooters up in Beaufort, all the shots I buy?
That's true.
Or what I all laid out for booze. But no, the selection's fantastic. Great staff. And the tasting room is just amazing. So yeah, and it's just a good spot. 2 to 6, man. So get some holiday cheer with Duke Sabell.
All right, man. Coming up, we're going to let you hear from Kirby Smart. He spoke about everything from, Mike, how is he punishing these shoplifters? To replaying a team that they already beat. And I always say it's hard to beat a team twice in a season, especially if you're familiar with those teams. And Ole Miss and Georgia are very familiar with each other.
Mm.
But it should be a great game at the Sugar Bowl. It doesn't matter. It's a neutral site.
I think Georgia fans. See, the hard part is if you're a Georgia fan, are you betting on the come? Do you feel you want to go to Fiesta Bowl? Miami's with championships in Miami this year, right? Or and I got to double check. We'll find out. But he'll look it up.
I think you're right. Hard Rock.
Go look at the brackets. Look at the brackets, son. But the idea. Do you go to? You know, you hedge your bets and say, I won't go to New Orleans, or then I go to Fiesta Bowl when they play Ohio State. That would be the next round.
The weather will be great out there.
Oh, but. You know, but obviously a lot more folks in metropolitan, you know, New Orleans that will be Ole Miss alum that can get tickets and be there. So, yeah, probably advantage Ole Miss.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's just that's an easy ride. They'll have a bunch of fans there, and they'll be looking for payback, blah, blah, blah. We'll talk more college football, but Kirby speaking today, and we'll let you hear what he had to say at 4. As far as our picks are concerned, Day-Day went 2-1, I went 0-3, Mike went 1-2, and Day-Day, what's the deal here? You got tonight's game, is that
right? I got tonight, yeah, I got Niners tonight.
We've got tonight.
So he is 1-1.
Carl, kind of a comeback to earth for you this weekend, huh, buddy?
Well, thanks to everybody convincing me I should take the Houston Texans.
When we found out that Coach Summerall's father had passed.
That's true.
And kind of, now, I was a bit gun shy because that was the late Chris Mortensen's son who did an amazing job coaching for UAB in some difficult circumstances. And they took over and beat Red Hot. I think it was North Texas in that game or USF. Anyway, so we were a little nervous about that mojo. Shouldn't have, because that was like a glorified scrimmage for Ole Miss. So we immediately pivoted, and you took the bait. So
I did.
We killed the bear. Pa held the gun. But I took you over to Houston as like a, I think it was like a 14.5 or what it was against, or 11.5 against the Raiders.
Yeah.
14. A hapless Raiders team, and they almost won the game.
I know. Yeah. Right. And look, that's the NFL, right? I mean, Geno throws a pick six early in that game. I'm like, oh, this is about to be easy. This is nothing. And then it's 23-21. It was a 2-point win by the Texans. So that's the one that hurt me. Oklahoma, I had Oklahoma, Mike, beating Alabama. They were until they weren't. I mean, Bama comes back, and again, we'll dive into this, 17-point comeback. Oklahoma should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, that's a game that they lost at home, and then the Seahawks-Rams game, that was the early one that I had picked. So, yeah, 0-3 for me, 2-1 for Day-Day. He's back tomorrow. And then for Mike, what was the game outside of the Texans? Which one did you win? A&M? No, you didn't win the A&M game. You won the Rams.
He won Thursday night. Yeah, the Rams.
He's had the Rams. That's
the Rams.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, we should have stuck with Ole Miss, knowing that was going to be the one that was probably the no-brainer. The other side of this was James Madison. I did hear Brandon Lang, the handicapper that the Matthew McConaughey movie with Pacino, Two for the Money, was based on. He was on stake, I think, on Friday. And
he was.
Of all the underdogs in the CFP playoff, he felt that James Madison could give you that backdoor cover, which is exactly what they did.
I know. Wasn't surprised.
And Dan Lanning's hot because, you lost some style points, but he just felt his team lost their intensity. Well, what are you going to do when you're greasing the other guy? How do you – sorry, bad analogy. When you're smoking the other team, you know, how do you not mean – you know, human nature, you're going to fall asleep at the wheel.
It's 36-6 at the half, 34-6 at the half.
Right.
They had checked out. I mean, I get it. It gives Dan Lanning a reason to complain to his team. You're up 34-6 at home. You checked out. It's okay.
But Oklahoma, we talked about, can Mateer make some plays? They just were a house of fire. I mean, but then you look at like the block punt. Why are you wearing Air Jordan on your shirt? I know they're tied in with the Jumpman brand, but a lot of folks said, man, Alabama beat them in all facets, including the haberdashery. Because when you see Coach Venables, I saw the funniest meme. They had a picture of Venables next to a picture of Kalen DeBoer, and it said that Venables looked like the freeze-dried version of DeBoer. You know, like he needs add water. You know what I mean? Because he's just too tight. And he's more muscular. But yeah, if you're not familiar, it said it had the Air Jordan, the jump thing, and then an OU on the sleeve. I mean, how's Oklahoma? You're Oklahoma for crying out loud.
You're Oklahoma.
Some Sooners on your chest, Holmes.
Yeah, exactly. Boomer!
Yeah.
All right.
You can have some fun with Bass at the Falcons. The PR director for the Falcons is a proud Oklahoma alum.
Yeah, haven't heard from him, ironically. You know, when your boys don't even hit you up like that when their team loses?
No text, no nothing.
Yeah, no nothing. Right. You know, it's just quiet. It's
you
just quiet.
Hiding this weekend? What's going on?
The worst thing that's going to happen, and it's so funny. I know exactly how this is going to look. Carl and I are presumably going to be doing the show at our residency at Hooters, Mall of Georgia in Buford, after next year's Falcons camp. And the guy that we like call Baby Cam is going to come in. This guy who was always decked out in Carolina gear.
By the way, I'm going to owe him $20. You believe this?
Remember? Now,
you believe this?
He could have made $100. He wouldn't take the bet
He didn't bet.
But anyway, the bet was who's going to finish better in the standings. Carolina could very easily now win this division. They've got a tougher road to hoe. They've got to take on Seattle. Whereas Tampa Bay gets the Dolphins, and then they rematch in the final week.
Now, I know some of you have looked at the standings, and you're going, wait a minute, Dukes and Bell, we all could end up with the same record in this division. Yes, but we've already been eliminated, okay? We've got two games to play. If you win out, that makes you 8-9, okay? Mm-hmm. Tampa, obviously, they've got another, they're 7-8, and then Carolina's 8-7. There is a chance that you could say, hey, what if everybody's tied? It won't matter. We've already been eliminated. But, Mike, to your point, because of that, I'm going to have to pay Baby Cam. I hate that.
No, but that's why we were having this debate today.
Don't call me either.
We said earlier, for guys who are just getting in your car, we're always excited about a win, happy about a win. But you got to keep the win in perspective. Love to see Bijan look like the rock star that he is. Great to see Pitts make tough, hard, physical catches. Cousins ran for a score. You know, the pick is the pick. But I just thought that to sit and go, well, somehow that changes your mind about the direction of the franchise in the offseason, I just don't vibe that. I mean, to me, you've got to take the season in total, and we lost this division when we had that 5-game losing streak, when special teams, week after week after week, contributed to losses, and they could never fix it. So that's why when I say, yeah, man, I'm not sure. The only thing I'll give you a pass on, maybe I bring Terry back. A lot of other fans and a lot of other fan bases would say, no, you don't get 3 or 4 years anymore. Raheem Morris is under 500 as a coach. He makes bad decisions with his staff. So that's you taking the whole picture? Because I can't. That's fool's gold if you feel beating a horrible Arizona team somehow changes your mind on this season.
It's hard. Let me hear Kirk Cousins talk about overcoming the early deficit.
Yeah, I think that was the key, right, is on the road, not letting the game get away from you, staying in it. We had a couple big drives there to get points and answer, and no punts today. You know, all of our drives, I think, crossed the 50. You know, we had a lot of big third downs that kept us on the field, and so there was a lot of positives.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest one for me is, again, and I'm sitting there watching last night or yesterday, and, you know, I'm enjoying a nice cocktail, and I'm sitting there and going, we're scoring every time we get in the red zone. What the hell has this been? Right. Now, again, we go 3-for-3 in the red zone. We've scored, you ready for this? A touchdown on 7 consecutive red zone drives. Where's this been? And that's why I'm just so like,
yeah. Well, I mean, there are a couple. Let's you know, and this for those guys out there that are saying, you and Carl are being too hard on Raheem and the staff. Let's take it back. Okay, since you guys apparently,
how did it sound?
You and Carl are just too hard on Raheem.
Okay.
You know, Mike Arthur Smith, he got 3 years. Raheem has to get 3 years. You know, we need continuity. I go, continuity? Continuity with a staff that can't fix its problems is more of the same. Let's go back and work how this season started. Hey, Penix Jr., he's got the keys to the offense. Maybe he should play the preseason. And hey, the offensive coordinator, maybe he should be working with the young quarterback on the sideline. Let's wait till he gets humiliated in Carolina to get him down on the sideline. And special teams cost us 5 games. Let's try to find a way to fix it. Well, they had another screw-up this week. They still haven't fixed special teams. And that's 3 strikes right off the top of my head. Not to mention the ridiculous hiring of Jimmy Lake last year. Come on! Clear out your headgear, guys. You must have the patience of Job, or you're just losers.
I think losers is the word.
I mean, you're going for the same result. You're got the same staff. You may get the same result. You're expecting a different result. That's insanity.
Yeah, the stuff you just pointed out there brought back bad memories, by the way.
This all happened, kids.
All that stuff.
This is stuff that we talked about. Dukes and Bell talked about on the air.
All that stuff is like, you ever wake up at night, you just whamming a drink? Yeah, and you just scared the hell out of yourself? Yeah. You ever do that where you just wake up and you're like, oh, that was too real? And you realize, oh, thank God it was a dream. I can go back to sleep. This, we're still living.
Right. And look, Penix Jr., guys, the front office, it is what it is. It's the stupidest decision known to man. Now here we are. We have got redundancy at quarterback. Well, we have another two years of not making the playoffs. But Penix Jr., let's see him under center. That's where I get back to Raheem and Zach. Why did it take you guys all this time till the end of September to figure out that maybe I need to be on the sideline? That, to me, is a basic misunderstanding of the situation. And it's indefensible. But it happens because the small details are never, ever taken care of with this organization.
Let's go back to the Penix, you know, being picked. The irony of all of this now, Mike, is you've set yourself up where either you have a quarterback that's going to be here and you got to reduce his cap hit. But regardless, now you have to convince the guy that you need him. And right. That's the irony of all of this.
That's a February conversation, by the way. That's what Kirk told us.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Kirk. But you know what? It's a Dukes and Bell December conversation.
Right.
Because we've got 2 weeks left, and we're wondering where the hell this is going to go. Meanwhile, while we'll be watching the playoffs in January and trying to figure out who's going to the Super Bowl, these are the things that this front office has to know. They've got – Mike, you can't wait till March to figure out what your quarterback situation is.
No, I mean – I heard Andy Randy today, and some guys called up and said, hey, what about Mac Jones? Okay, make a trade with the 49ers. What are you trading? What are you giving? You give up your second rounder? So now we don't have a first round and a second rounder? And by the way, I'm not complaining about the first rounder. James Pierce Jr. is a killer. And he had a half a sack, and Dorless looks great. Defense is coming together. But what are you trading to get Mac Jones? You're going to roll the dice with a stopgap, Russell Wilson, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jacoby Brissett. I mean, who are you bringing in here? That's the problem. That's why you really got to – that's why the one argument I will agree with some listeners, what general manager is going to take this job? Well, there's only 32 of them. Somebody will apply for the job, but it will be a very difficult knot to undo.
It's a hard no on all those names you just said. Hard no. It does nothing for me as a fan. It just doesn't. The reason why I've been excited about Michael Penix is because, one, it's new. Two, the hope of him becoming that special quarterback that we want him to become was enough to get me excited about what the future was, regardless of what was going to happen this year, Mike. But those guys you just laid out to just tell me they're going to be here, and I know some of you are like, well, what does it matter? They're only going to quarterback us for 5 or 6 weeks, depending on how long Penix might be out until he returns. 5 or 6 weeks could cost you the season. You don't believe me? Go look at our record this year.
Right. I mean, this is where we're living, guys. That's why, I mean, I want to get the argument right from the guys who say we should stay the course and keep Raheem and his staff. Okay, so then you have no
continuity, Mike.
So you have no expectations for next year. So I've got no expectations for next year. Is that what you're telling me?
Continuity.
You know, so Daniel Jones, Russell Wilson, Tyrod Taylor, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Kenny Pickett. These are some of the
Trey Lance is he even in the league?
These are the 2026 free agents.
Kenny Pickett? Yeah, the two glove Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, you want to bring Aaron Rodgers in?
Hell, the Steelers might probably going to re-sign him.
They may just. But I mean, that's where we're living, man. See, Mac Jones is under contract.
You got to trade for him.
So,
I'm not giving up Jalen Walker either.
No way.
No. I'm saying they may go Bosa's hurt again. We need edge.
Can't have him.
And so
you can't have anybody. Way. That would no be way. Like somebody asking for the Hawks, that Pelicans pick. Can't have it.
No way. All right. What Kirby say about playing Ole Miss again?
Has he got a voice left after screaming at everybody last week?
You're going to hear it.
He also talked about the idea of Kobe Young and Drew Bobo being back for this game. It's January 1st. There's still time. We're going to let you hear what Kirby Smart had to say about their big college football playoff matchup next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.